Well, a new chapter in the federal government's response to California's medical marijuana dispensaries is underway. Friday morning, the four U.S. attorneys based in California held a press conference in Sacramento, outlining plans to crack down on what they call the illegal for-profit marijuana industry. Here's how one U.S. attorney, Benjamin Wagner, based in Sacramento, described it.
The reason for these letters is to put owners on notice that their property is subject to forfeiture if it is used to violate federal criminal laws. Our objective is not to forfeit the properties, but to stop the illegal activity. But if we have to forfeit properties in order to enforce federal law, we will do it.
Reporter Michael Montgomery with California Watch attended Friday's press conference. And Michael, we just heard one U.S. attorney describing what they're planning with this emphasis on forfeiture. That seems like a pretty big hammer.
Well, it is, and it's really something that's fairly new. The federal government has seized properties in the past related to drug cases, but here's what's different, and this started this week. They've been sending out dozens and dozens of letters to property owners who maybe rent building space to a dispensary, that's a medical marijuana outlet, or landowners who are renting land to growers, and they're saying illegal activity is happening in this area. You are been warned that this is the case, and if you don't stop these operations, you will be subject to possible forfeiture. That is a new tool, and I think it's gotten the medical marijuana industry here very, very nervous.
And Michael, are they targeting all medical marijuana dispensaries in California, would you say, or really the largest, the most flagrant ones?
Well, this is, again, something that's interesting. Over the years, they have focused on what I would call the sort of outliers, really kind of egregious cases, arguably, people who were really pushing the envelope, making a lot of money, maybe shipping pot out of state. Now we're seeing a slightly different tactic. For example, the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana got one of these letters. That is not one of these huge medical marijuana dispensaries.
And Michael, to what extent would you say, you know, are state and local officials cooperating or resisting with this? You know, from Attorney General Kamala Harris on down to the local cops and sheriffs.
Well, you know, we haven't heard from the state on this, and that's a very important issue. I mean, the state has issued guidelines. The Attorney General is supposedly working on a new set of guidelines for the medical marijuana industry. Obviously, all this started with Prop 215 back in 1996. But what the U.S. attorney said is that the aim of that ballot initiative was to help the sick and dying. And what they say is we're not targeting, that is, the federal government's not targeting the sick and dying. They're targeting this industry, which was not part of the deal originally that California voters passed. I think the advocates, and there were protesters out in front of the federal building when the U.S. attorneys were making this announcement, they're warning a number of things. But one of the things they're pointing out is that the state gets a lot of revenue from this. And I spoke to Dale Gerringer, a longtime medical marijuana advocate, about this.
I think it's a very questionable use of public resources when the budget is on empty for the U.S. Justice Department to be trying to go after medical cannabis businesses, which are generating jobs and money for the state.
Michael Montgomery, is that a legitimate point? How much revenue does it generate for the state or for counties?
Well, the estimate statewide is about $100 million a year. For counties, it varies. Harborside Health Center, the biggest dispensary in the state, just delivered a tax check to the city of Oakland for around $300,000. In tight fiscal times, that money is very important. And again, we're waiting to hear what cities and counties are going to say about this.
This is really, Michael, an evolution of the Obama administration's tactics on this. Going back to the presidential campaign in 2008, Barack Obama said medical marijuana dispensaries shouldn't be raided. Eric Holder, the attorney general, sort of confirmed that. And now we've got this. Any sense of, you know, why now? Why this evolution of policy?
Well, medical marijuana advocates are saying very clearly that they believe they've been sold out by President Obama. The U.S. attorneys in their announcement made it very clear that none of these memos from the Justice Department ever said that sort of a medical marijuana industry of this size was legal. They say that all the government was ever saying, the federal government, was that they wouldn't target individual patients and their care providers, and that they say they will not do that in this case. The question is, if all these medical marijuana dispensaries go away, will legitimate patients have an easy way to get what they consider their medicine?
Reporter Michael Montgomery with California Watch. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott.